Amen. Thank you, Megan, for that song. No longer a slave, I'm a child of God. What a blessing to be in God's house today. Are you glad to be here today?
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're glad you're here. Could not have chosen a better weekend as we begin a brand new series today entitled Building or Burning Bridges. Building or Burning Bridges. Have you ever thought about what the world would be like without bridges? Boy, it'd be a terrible thing. Can you imagine what it would be like to try to go from here to San Francisco without a bridge? How would you get there? Well, you know, you look, if you were to look at and travel, you'd have to go all the way down to San Jose, come all the way back around, which would be about a 3-hour trip just to get to San Francisco. You see, a bridge is a connection point between, or a connection rather, between two points. And you know, the truth of the matter is, without the bridge, there's a gap. Think about this, if you would. How many times in communities, churches have a gap between the community and the church? There's a gap. What can we do to bridge that gap? What can we do to connect the people of the community to the church? You know, people who are not Christians yet generally don't think about church. They just don't. You know, they don't think that much about it. And sometimes it's easy for us to slip into a church if we're regular attenders and, you know, sort of get in here and enjoy the air conditioning and the music and hear the messages and enjoy the time we have with others, expecting the community to bridge the gap to come. It's kind of how we expect it to happen. Well, we got signs out. We're on the social media circuit, if you would. We're letting people know, but if they want to come, they can come. And sometimes we think that's the way it works, and that makes it real difficult for those who are not Christians yet to attend church so often. But the strange thing is, sometimes churches actually build, or rather burn, bridges. They burn bridges with their community. For example, the Westboro Baptist Church, I'm sure all of you have heard of it. The Westboro Baptist Church, everywhere they go, I mean, they spend, I don't know how they do it, but they spend all of their time protesting different events. But everywhere they go, they're burning bridges because no one would want to be a part of a church like that. It's just strange. But burning bridges is a mistake for churches. Sometimes people burn bridges with churches. That's also a mistake. And what I want to preach today is on building bridges with the community. I mean, if we're going to build bridges with the community, let's identify who the people are in the community. It might be your neighbor. It could be the person that you work next to. It could be a family member. It might be that person that you sit next to watching both of your kids play Little League Baseball. It could be that soccer mom that you kind of maybe share rides with from time to time. You know, the bottom line is this. Every day we pass people that we could build bridges with. For so long, people have thought that the church and the ministry of a church takes place inside the church building. But actually the opposite's true. The work of the church is what's done outside the building. The ministry of the church is what happens in the community. It's when we go to places like the parks and like the community events like we're talking about, we just saw a little earlier. Or like maybe at the ballpark or wherever it is where people gather. It might just be something as simple as slowing down and saying something to your neighbor to get to know them a little better. I mean, honestly, what God is telling us is that it's the world for us to look at and see that they're all around us. The community's everywhere. But I heard people say something like this: nobody will listen. Nobody will listen to my message. But Jesus told his disciples that there are many that will listen. In fact, notice what he says in John chapter 4, verse 35. Here's what he says. He said, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." Sometimes we think people hate the Bible and Jesus and church and anything to do with that, but Jesus says otherwise. Jesus says there are people out here that will listen. Jesus says that there are many out here who are waiting with an open heart to hear the message. Jesus is saying when we begin to build bridges, we can start by getting to know the person. We can start by just developing a relationship with someone. I remember sitting in July 4th, just a month ago, sitting in a police meeting with several agencies in that meeting. Remember, all of us were sitting, they were all sitting around, and they were kind of going through a briefing, and one officer said, "Hey, the chaplain's here, can we get him to pray for us?" This particular chap or particular officer was a bit nervous because of the recent shootings and all that was going on around, and he was just a little bit nervous. But even more so, I believe that he was trying to find Jesus. He was a seeker. He was reaching out. And you can bet that I'm developing a relationship with that officer, trying to do all that I can to build a bridge so that I might be able to connect him to Jesus Christ. But where are those people? I mean, where are those people in your world? You know, do they walk around with a shirt on front of them and say, "I'm looking for Jesus"? Is that what they do? Or maybe on their forehead that says, "Yeah, I'm looking for Jesus. Do you know him?" I don't think so. That's not how it works. And it starts by simply meeting someone, being real, being authentic. I don't believe that making disciples means to make enemies either. Sometimes people say, "Well, you know, if I talk to them, they're probably going to get mad." Well, it doesn't have to be that way. It might be just a light conversation. We just start, you know, getting to know them. And then later, as the Holy Spirit opens the door, then we can tell them about Jesus. This could be a fearful thing. Many times people are afraid. They're just, you know, uncertain as to what to do. And before Jesus left, he had gone back to heaven. He had left a message for the church. And he told the church that this is a responsibility. And look, if you would, in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. You'll take your Bibles and turn there. I want to show you what Jesus said. He gave some very clear instructions to the church. And by the way, I just want you to know that I believe in the church, and I believe that the boss of the church is not the pastor, it's Jesus Christ. And he's the one that has all authority and all right. We'll read that. If you notice in verse number 18, notice what the Bible says. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Here's what Jesus is saying. Jesus said, I have something I want you to do. This is the purpose, the underlying reason that the church is here. And by the way, if you notice, he says, all power is given to me. What Jesus is saying is that I have something that I want to give to you. You and me. Kind of wondering about that. And here's, I want to ask you a question. Was this that Jesus gave just to the disciples? Yes or no? Was this just to full-time pastors? No. Was this to just the early church? No. This is for every one of us. This is, if you would, a personal responsibility that those of us who make up the church, God said, this is our responsibility, our message. This is what we do. This is why we're here. And so the takeaway from that is simply this: Christ's mission is my mission. In other words, if I were to say that what I'm to do and what God is concerned most about while I'm here is that I would make his mission my mission. That's our responsibility. All of us, as we personalize this responsibility, understand that God has strategically placed us in places where we can live and give the gospel. There's no doubt about it. The mission is to carry the gospel and to build bridges. To build bridges to connect people to Christ. I've talked about this, and if you have been a believer for any length of time, you probably are familiar with these verses. But I've had people say something like this: well, you know, I don't know all the Bible. I don't know all of how to, I don't know all those verses that you talk about. I don't know all of those things. I don't have a Bible degree. Well, I'll let you know that you don't have to have a Bible degree. You don't have to have that to build bridges. I read about a man who was born and he could not speak. And as a young adult, someone had told him about Jesus and he became a believer. And as a believer, he got real burdened about letting other people know, but he couldn't speak. He couldn't say anything. And so he wanted to do something, and he got creative. He started thinking about, well, what can I do? Because I want people to know about Jesus. What can I do? Well, outside of town, on the main road going into town, a farmer many years ago had put an old cross out there. And so what he would do is he would say, you know, anyone he could meet, he would do his very best to get them to follow him out. And what he did was he went through a demonstration of what Jesus did by dying on the cross. And when he got done with his demonstration, he would go like this, and he would bow and ask them to pray to believe on Jesus. You see, he did what he could because he was concerned that the people in his community knew about Jesus. You know, have you ever thought about it? This command comes from Jesus. I mean, that's who it comes from. Think about this. Who is the person in your life that you admire the most? Thinking about my uncle. My uncle passed away a few years ago, but I remember that I admired him greatly. And one of the things I did was that I would, you know, I would always share about what God was doing in our life because he was very close to us. And I loved him. He was a very kind, loving, gentle, caring man. In fact, when I became a pastor, he called me Pastor Rick. Now, I'm his nephew, okay? And I remember that he, you know, he would come out here and see us, and but if there was anything that I could ever do for him, I would consider it an honor and a privilege. And here's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, all I want you to do is to tell everyone around you about me. That's what I want you to do. I mean, just tell everyone that you see, everyone that you can, take the mission of Christ and make it your mission. Take that mission and say, you know, within my community, I want to build some bridges. And it could start with simply getting to know that person. I mean, it doesn't mean you cram it down someone's throat. It doesn't mean that you, while you're at work, that you're preaching to them the whole time. No, that's not what it means at all. It simply means that we do everything we can, that when the opportunity arises, that we get to know the person, and then we begin to build these bridges. We don't want to be obnoxious. Anyone ever met any obnoxious Christians? Anyone ever met any obnoxious Christians? You know, the kind that maybe they're well-meaning. I mean, they're well-meaning. They want everybody to know about Christ. And so what they do is kind of make it their mission that they just got to cram it down everybody's throat. And maybe someone won't choke on it and take Christ. But you know, the fact is that God may have put you next to that Christian to build a bridge around those who think that's what's supposed to be done. God may have put you there so you can help that person to see that instead of burning bridges, you're trying to build bridges. That's the very best way, is to show them the love of Christ. Now, I want you to notice something interesting here, because Jesus says all power, that means authority. And when I begin to think about that, I realize that Jesus is simply saying that for me, that the Great Commission describes my personal responsibility. And what that means is, though the word Great Commission is not there, what it means is that Jesus is saying, I have given to you in description what you can do or what you need to do while you're here. I mean, why are we here? What is our purpose? What is our reason? Well, the truth is that, yes, we are to live and honor the Lord with our life, but we're to live out the gospel as we tell others and build bridges. Paul speaks of it as being entrusted with something very special. In 1 Thessalonians, here's what he says. He says, even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God's rather. If we're allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. I think of being put in trust, that means something that is extremely valuable. Something that is life-changing. Something that can help people for all eternity. It's precious. It's the most valuable message to share with others. And Jesus is saying, I've given that to you. And Paul writes about that. Now today, we're living in a different culture. You know, years ago, the culture was you just went out and you just invited people and talked to people and people came. But that's a whole different world today. And what Jesus is saying is when we look at it here in the passage, he's saying that he still wants us to do something. And here's the action. We're to go ye therefore and teach all nations. The idea of teach is to make disciples. No matter where I am, I'm to be a living witness for Jesus. And the idea of going means that I am going to go. It's an assumption. I'm going to go. I'm going to live out the Christian life. Everywhere I go, whether at work or school or neighborhood or my community, wherever I go, I'm going to live out the gospel. And I'm going to let other people know what this is about. And that's where the bridge building comes in. I'm going to build a bridge. I want to build that bridge. I want to connect the point from the, I don't want the gap there. I want the connection point to be from here to bring them to Jesus. Make that, have that opportunity to do that. Now, here's my question to you. Does your life outside the church help anyone get closer to Christ? In other words, outside, when you go out in your community, when you go out in your neighborhoods, when you go out to your workplace, does your life outside the church help anyone get closer to Christ? I mean, after all, if we're disciple makers, if that's our job, if that's what God wants us to do, and by the way, I know realistically we can say, well, you know, Pastor, I can't make anyone, and I know that, and I can't either. And it's not, and I can't make anyone be a disciple, and I know that, I understand that also. But I do believe that what God is saying is we make every effort we can to get them connected with Christ, and it's Jesus that makes them the disciple. We understand that. The idea of disciple making is that I'm doing what I can do to help others, because a disciple is one who believes and follows Jesus. And here's what I find, that as a person becomes a disciple, and by the way, a disciple is not someone who just prays a prayer, simply prays a prayer, but a disciple is one who is a follower of Jesus. He's one that says, you know, I'm all in. I'm all about this. I want Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want to follow you. And when that happens, then here's what does truly occur. Matthew 4:19. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. You know what I found out? That when you start following Jesus, you get real burdened about other people. You want other people to know. And you want to do what you can so that we can get the gospel. Like the song said earlier, we heard, we sang it. The gospel changes everything. By the way, it does. That's why Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You see, the impact of giving or living out the gospel and giving it to the community has a tremendous effect on that community. God wants us to realize that our responsibility, this is ours. Ours that we can take it to the community. This means that in everyone in our community should have the opportunity to say yes to Jesus. Everyone. To realize that Jesus Christ not only came, but that he was crucified, buried, and he rose again the third day. That's very significant. I don't want to leave Jesus in the grave. I thank God that he rose from the grave. Amen and amen. And what Jesus is saying to us is that this is a privilege and a responsibility. Now, here's what I want to do today. I want to challenge you if you're a Christian. If you're a Christian, I want to challenge you that you would, between now and next Sunday, begin to try to build bridges. Now, there's some things you can do. When we had these connection groups, one of the things the thought in the connection group and the prayer in the connection group was that all of us could participate in a way of getting the gospel to our community. And we were concerned that through our groups that we could somehow get the gospel in our community, begin to build some bridges with people who would say, you know what, I want to do something. And so this coming Wednesday, some of the groups are going to go out and give out 1,000 school packets with some supplies for the school kids who have needs. We're going to give those out. You might consider being a part of that. Or perhaps signing up for the Tomato Festival, being a part of that community. There are going to be other things that you can sign up for and be a part of. But the whole idea is that we want to go out and build some bridges with our community. You see how important it is that we become a part of that. By the way, sign up for that on the connection card if you're interested at all. There are people who we can connect to Jesus by building some bridges. You see, to build a bridge means we intentionally and on purpose decide that, dear God, with your help and with the work you're doing in my life, Lord, I want to help other people to have the same relationship I have, building a bridge. Let me suggest another great strategy. This strategy perhaps is one that you've never heard before. It's kind of new to our church. It's the idea of invest and invite. Invest and invite. The whole idea of investing and inviting is we invest in someone's life. It starts with meeting them, maybe getting to know them a little bit, finding out more about them and where they are, what we could do to help them. Invest, spend some time to getting to know them personally. And then we invite them. But let me help you to understand a principle here. Here's what it is. When we invest in people, we've earned the right to invite them. When we've invested in people, we have earned the right to invite them. But too often, we do too much inviting without ever investing in the people. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. In this society, we have to invest some time in people. Because honestly, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Jesus said in verse number 20, can I get you to look there with me, please? In verse 20, he says, lo, I am with you always. You see, we have God there to help us. And you might say, well, you know, I'm a little nervous about thinking about talking to somebody because some people, they're really good at talking to somebody and other people are a little more shy about that. But here's what God says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. So between now and next Sunday, I want to challenge you to begin to look for someone that you can invest in. Someone you can invest in to begin to build a bridge so that you can get to know them better. This could be someone maybe you already know, or it could be someone that perhaps you work with, or maybe someone you hadn't heard from in a while, and God just maybe through even this message or through prayer, God's laid them on your heart. You want to go back and build a bridge with them. I want to challenge you between now and next Sunday, look for that person. You say, why? Because you know what? The bottom line is, it's our responsibility. God's given it to us as a church. Can I remind you of this? Nobody else is going to do it. God didn't call the government to do it. God called us to do it. God spoke to us. You may be here today and you're not yet a Christian. Maybe for you, you say, you know, I can't do that because I personally don't know him myself yet. But if you mark on your connection card, you'd like to know more about that, we'd be more than happy to get in contact with you, one of our pastors, explain to you what it means to be a Christian. Or maybe right now you say, you know what? I need that. I'm ready. I've heard it. I know I just need to make that decision. Today's the day. You can do that too as well. Whatever or wherever you are, here's what Jesus says. As we take this personally, God says we can build bridges. And by the way, every one of us can build a bridge to get people to Jesus Christ. Let's pray.